Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
There is nothing better than a multimodal and an integrative approach to veterinary medicine. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about our friends at Good Vets and practice ownership with our friend, Dr. Emily Abraham. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dr. Christman. How are you doing today?
Well, better now that we're here. And I have not met you, but I heard of you. And so I'm very excited to know more about you. And also to our listeners, I'm going to go through a little bit about you. And then I'm going to just stop and pause because I find it very fascinating with your career paths. I love chatting with colleagues to see how they all end up in this wonderful profession. So you attended the University of Miami from 2006 and 2009, BA, major biology and double. So wait, double minors in chemistry and classics. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I love the ancient Greek. It's an odd thing to get into, but I feel that so many of our medical terminology comes from the root of ancient Greek. And so I thought it was a great way to integrate learning a new language, but also being able to apply it to my scientific brain. So it was great. I went with it and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's awesome. So you're president of the University of Miami Pre-Vet Society. You organize dog walks, baths, and shows to raise money for a local pet rescue. So my question to you is, how old were you when you decided you wanted to become a veterinarian?
Oh, goodness. This is such a great question. I was probably 4 or 5. The second I found out that there was such thing as doctors for animals, I knew it was the path I was going to take. I come from a big family of doctors, of human doctors, and I was kind of the rebel, if you will, that decided to go into veterinary medicine. So I knew really early on it was the path I wanted to take. So I just kind of trucked through undergrad and got my prereqs done. And it was awesome to set up the Pre-Vet Society and build that up with President Shalala, who was an awesome advocate with the animals as well while I was there.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I love to ask that because, as you and I know, this is a profession that has a calling and it tends to be early. Sometimes it's later, but the average age is 10 years of age, which is the early. I don't know if you know this, but it's the earliest profession that somebody knows when they want to be something, a veterinarian or whatever. So mine was 6 too. I knew and I never veered off. And it's just so fascinating how, you go down that path and you stay on that path. Your eyes on the prize. And we got to give a shout out to the Gators, right? University of Florida.
UF was a great school. I was so fortunate to be able to go to my state school and still be close to home. And right. I so enjoyed those 4 years, from working with sturgeon and to dairy cow to intubating a giraffe, these wild, incredible experiences that I'll treasure for my entire life.
Incredible. And so what made you get into, because we're talking about this in a second, about acupuncture. So you studied at the Qi Institute. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the Qi Institute is up in Ocala, Florida, which is maybe about 45 minutes away from Gainesville, Florida. And so I thought, while I'm up here, it's caught my interest. I had a couple particular cases where there were some financial concerns with dachshunds in particular who had gone down in the back end and they wanted to pursue surgery, but it wasn't financially feasible for them. And so we were able to do a combination of Eastern and Western medicine, get them on some medications, do some aggressive acupuncture treatments and get them back up on their feet and walking. And that just warmed my heart in ways that I knew I needed to learn more about it.
You're speaking right up my alley, as you know. It's IBDD is something that's very close and near and dear to me. And I agree with you. And that's why I'm not an acupuncturist, but I highly, highly recommend it and refer it because of the fact of, to your point, maybe cost is an issue, but again, the multimodal approach to it. And just, I don't know about you, I'm sure you see this, but when my girl's going to have acupuncture today, she gets the zoomies right afterwards.
Yeah, they do so great. And it's nice to see them relax during the session. Yes. And then right after they're picking up their feet a little bit higher. And
yes,
they do so, so well.
It really is wonderful. And so you've been involved in a multitude of organizations from the AVMA, Florida Veterinary Medical Association. and the Veterinary Emergency and Critical Care Society. So, yeah, which is wonderful that you've got involved in that. I do want to take a pause on this because this is another thing that we have in similar commonalities here is the passion for organized medicine. You know, how important is that you're a member of these kinds of organizations?
I think that as a doctor, it's important to stay up to date with current and new coming information. Even with the recent pandemic, you know, I had two patients that actually got COVID, and I was able to report that to be documented and researched further. And so I think it's important to stay involved in these organizations, no matter how long you've been in practice, just to stay up to date with everything and make sure that you're practicing the best patient care for our little ones.
Right. Of course. Speaking of little ones, we got to give a shout out to your fur kids here. So you rescued Kit Yogi, adorable 14-year-old Yorkie. You have Minnie, energetic and lovable 12-year-old Pomeranian. You have a water loving one, Ziggy, right?
Yep.
Fascinating. And Ellie Zen Kitty.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's my first cat I've ever owned in my 34 years of life. And I tell you, each and every one of them have made me a better doctor and better person. Aww. I love them with all my heart.
So, okay. So you're a pet mom. You're a recent mom. Congratulations to an adorable son named Mateo. Thanks. And you're a wife. And you're going to be a practice owner.
I know it's a dream come true. I'm so, so excited. So we'll be opening up Good Vets Coconut Grove July 25th. And we can't wait. We'll have an open house event the 23rd, where I just want everyone to come by, check out the place. It's absolutely stunning. Great location. And then a few months later, we'll be opening up one in Coral Gables, which is nearby, but areas that really need some additional veterinarians and some additional patient care. So I'm so excited to be on this trek. And I'm also 6 months pregnant. So
oh my God.
Growing all over the place.
Well, I give you mad props right now. Mad props for everything you're doing. That's fantastic. I like that you mentioned this. So enlighten me a little bit about this, because I'm not too familiar with the area in Miami. How important is access to care in that area where you're at?
Yeah, so the two main spots that we're working on now, there aren't many veterinarians like immediately in that area. So you have to drive like a good 10 to 15 minutes until you get to somewhere. And so I think that it's a really good locations for being able to provide patient care. You walk around in those areas and you see, you know, 50, 60 dogs all over the place. And so I think that the locations that we've selected are going to be really key to improving patient care for those areas in particular.
Yeah, that's phenomenal because, you know, I'm sure you know, this is a big problem around the country right now is, you know, access to care and spectrum of care with our clients. And so what are your plans then for good? So tell me about, this is so exciting, of course, for you opening up, not just one, but you're going to have two practices. And I love the family at Good Vets. I've been in their facilities over in the Nashville sector. And so tell me a little bit about, you know, what's going to make it look like your own.
Yeah, so it's been great because I've been involved from the very beginning, from choosing the real estate location to the details of picking paint color, talking about floor plan, moving things around a little bit. As you know, I'm so passionate about acupuncture. So one room I want to be half dedicated to acupuncture where I can dim the lights, have a yoga mat for my patients, have better traction, you know, have some essential oils and things like that, just to make it an entire experience for them to really just unwind. And so the fact that I've been able to collaborate with Good Vets to make this dream come true is just been absolutely surreal. I want my clients and my patients to feel like they're in their another living room when they come over to us for those kinds of treatments. And it's been awesome being able to select from all the different medications we're going to be carrying to injectable to oral meds to surgical equipment to an ultrasounds and dental x-ray and regular x-ray and all the nice gadgets and up-to-date things so that we're able to practice top quality medicine. You know, that's right. The goal.
And it's wonderful that you're going to be able to inject a little bit of your flair into this practice, which is nice because it, you know, each practice has its own identity, its own culture. And the fact that if you're going to be able to set some needles and, you know, have that nice integrative modality is amazing. Cause I can tell you, having worked in a practice where we didn't have that opportunity, you can only imagine, Dr. Abraham, like you're probably trying to set needles and then you hear the barking and this and all the other things that are going on. And it's frustrating, you know? So it's.
Yeah. And you know how it is in practice. It's so fast paced that honestly, yes. It's a treat to be able to jump into an acupuncture room and just like kind of take a deep breath and just unwind with these animals and connect with them. And there's other indications for acupuncture, as you know, it can be used for emergency breathing, respiratory distress, anxiety, when patients are having seizures, vomiting, nausea. And so I like educating my clients about acupressure, which they can perform at home or on their way to the veterinarian, as well as teaching them about dry needle, electroacupuncture, aqua acupuncture, where we put B12 in a point that we want to continue to stimulate after the patient has left us. And it's just, it's an absolute honor to be able to treat these guys.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And I like what you're saying, because just from chatting with so many pet parents over the past couple of years, they want to be more proactive. They want to do things like you're talking about. And I love that you're educating them some modalities and techniques that they can do at home with acupressure and so forth. They must love that.
They do. They absorb it right up. Some of them will take out their little notepad and just like write down notes so that they can practice the things that I teach them. And I love that. That's one of the best parts of our job, is being able to overall improve patient care, not just when they're in our facility, but also when they're home, so that clients have a good educational background as to what to do in those circumstances.
Right. Love it. And, you know, I got to ask you, because you are the prime example right now of motherhood and veterinary medicine and practice ownership, like the triangle right now is you. So how do you balance motherhood and opening up your own practice with good vets?
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge. I think that the most important thing is to be able to set some boundaries in terms of the hours you work, kind of resisting your urge to check your email when you're with the family so you can really stay present with your family. I make so many to-do lists. I have to-do lists all over this house for mom duties and vet duties and just practicing good time management. You know, I think that those are like the big things to being able to kind of take on so many things, and everything just kind of fell into place all at once. And so I've learned along the way how to manage my time efficiently so that I can do my best job possible in all of my endeavors.
Oh, I love that. It's wonderful. And, you know, being an integrative veterinarian, you must see some really cool cases and success cases. So share with me, you know, one of the most rewarding cases that you've been involved in.
Oh, man. I have to talk about a surgical case that I did a couple years ago. Actually, the anniversary of that was on July 1st. Her name's Frankie. Frankie came to us with a persistent right aortic arch, and she was tiny, emaciated little puppy, and the owners decided to go ahead and relinquish her to us. And of course, being how we are, a technician went ahead and adopted her, and we built her up. We put in a feeding tube and helped get her a little bit heftier to gain some weight. And once she was about 5 or 6 pounds, we went ahead and decided to do the persistent right aortic arch surgery. So I consulted with some of my colleagues, cardiologists, and kind of got tips from them as to the best surgical approach to handle this. I mean, I studied every anatomy book that exists, and I did it with one of my mentors who's been practicing for over 40 years. But I came to him really courageous, super brave. And I was like, you know, it's time. We need to do surgery on Frankie because she's going to start declining. And as you know, with that ring anomaly, anything that they get in through their mouth, they vomit up because it's constricting them. So we did a left paracostal approach, and we're able to surgically ligate that anomaly and continued tube feeding her. And she did so phenomenal. She started off at like 2 pounds, and now she's probably like 40 pounds and a beautiful pit mix, super loved. And she's definitely the biggest accomplishment of my career.
That has got to be a huge accomplishment. You know, it's what, thank you for sharing that, because what you're describing is what I love about a profession, the ability to, like, you know, we have mentorships, we can read up on things, we consult, we collaborate, we adapt. I mean, all those things are these skills that we learn through vet school. And now, like, I would not know how to do one of those, but, like, you kind of have an idea, you can study it, you work with somebody, and you do it. I mean, what a great accomplishment. You've given that dog a wonderful life too. My gosh. I got to share a really quick story with you too. I had a dog that came to me that was a male dog, 2 years old, a black Labrador retriever. I'll never forget it, because the technician came in. She's like, Dr. Christman, she said, this dog looks pregnant. And she's like, and I'm not meaning bloated. Like, I know what bloated is, she goes, but, like, pregnant. I'm like, really? You know? And I walked in the room. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. You do look. And she's like, well, I don't know. He got into this. This might've been it. He ate Gorilla Glue. Do you know what happens to Gorilla? I did not know this at the time. Yes, massively expanded. Oh, and so, wow. Like, 5 hours later, surgery, removing all that, plus he ate nails. So to go into that, he's still doing great, but he's still a goofball. But it's always, we always have those cases along our journey of vet med. And it kind of, like, you know, every now and then, because you and I know you have those tough days, but you think of those moments that you just shared and you're like, this is our why. This is why what we do every day, you know? Uh-huh.
So. Yeah, to see that wagging tail post off and to see them, like, eat. When I saw Frankie eat by mouth for the first time and not vomit, it literally tears came down to my eyes, because it was just the most rewarding moment.
Yes. So I need to hang with you. I think you're absolutely incredible. And again, this is not staged for listeners. I have not physically seen you, but this is my first time really interacting with you. And I'm telling you, our profession is that much brighter with you in it, my friend. It really is. I am so proud to call you a friend and colleague. Oh, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your kind words. It's been such an honor to connect with you. I've looked up to you for quite some time now. And just to have the ability to connect with you is just also a dream come true that Good Vets has allowed to happen. It's just amazing. Amazing.
So, well, my pleasure. It's an honor. All right. So tell everybody again. So you have the locations coming up. Where are you located? Where can we find more information about you or Good Vets?
So my name is Emily Abraham. We're going to be opening our first location in Coconut Grove. Our second location will be in Coral Gables. And the third one, which will be in about a year, year and a half, will be in Midtown. So all really hot areas in Miami that I could definitely use some additional access to medicine for our dear pets. I am on Instagram at GoodVetsMiami, and you can follow us there, and we'll have updates about each individual hospital there and information as to when our open house will be, and a lot of fun events where we can give you guys some nice swag for the pets, bandanas and pet tags and all that other good stuff. So I look forward to meeting everyone and getting things started.
I know. So I know that I get asked this when I'm in this position too. So are you hiring?
Yes, we are. We're always hiring. We need people for every location, and the more the merrier.
Listen, you had me at Miami.
You're always welcome. That's for sure. Whatever you want.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, listen, if you're looking to make a career change or a location, whoo. Got to hang out with our friends at Good Vets Miami too. You get to hang out with Dr. Abraham. It doesn't get any better than that. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, and congratulations on motherhood and baby number two on the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A lot of exciting stuff going on, and I can't wait to be in every single moment 100%. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Of course, please don't forget to rate today's podcast. It always helps us out. And continue to do great work out there. Listen to the great stuff that Dr. Abraham's doing. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, just send me a message too at achrisman@mjhlifesciences.com. We'll be happy to get you on the show. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll chat next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.